Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And don't cry.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks, with two locations for your convenience, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump has added a new round of tariffs impacting pharmaceuticals and furniture and cabinets from overseas. It kicks in October 1st. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
This will likely mean higher costs for American consumers who are relying on things that are made overseas as companies here try to beef up their production and manufacturing. But the president has insisted that this is his policy. He's talked about this for years. He's put things like this into effect so far since taking office. But this is a pretty big one, and there wasn't a lot of lead up or teasing of this like we've seen with other rounds of tariffs.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to cut $4 billion in foreign aid that was previously enacted by Congress, even as the case continues to play out in the lower courts. The majority opinion says it seems unlikely international aid groups will have legal standing to seek access to those funds. Storms this weekend raises the flood risk along the East Coast, and a new storm in the Atlantic could strengthen to hurricane next week. This is ABC News. At the UN General Assembly, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered a speech with dozens of delegates walking out to cheers when he began. Netanyahu criticized world leaders for recognizing a Palestinian state, saying Israel will not stop until Hamas is defeated and all Hamas-held hostages are free. Israel's leader says speakers were positioned at Gaza's border for a message he had for hostages.
We have not forgotten you, not even for a second. The people of Israel are with you. We will not falter. And we will not rest until we bring all of you home.
In Israel, families of the hostages in a statement say Netanyahu's call to finish the job and continue fighting in Gaza endangers the hostages even more and called for an immediate ceasefire. A Brazilian skateboarder boasting two world records, the first for the tallest drop, skating down a ramp built off the side of a 22-story building. Sandro Dias also broke the record for the fastest speed. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist's difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Partly cloudy tonight with patchy fog likely, low 55. Few morning clouds tomorrow, then sunny skies the rest of the day. Still warm, high 81. Mostly clear and cool tomorrow night. Some patchy fog possible, low 46. Sunny and pleasant on Sunday with a high of 77. And looking ahead to Monday, very warm for this time of year with a few afternoon clouds and a high of 83. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and the winds are out of the east at just 1 mile per hour, and our current temperature is 78 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet.
Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright.
Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on? Ask you, would you wanna be my baby?
baby tonight.
All over me and this bedroom and the sunrise, finding all your goodbyes, your makeup on the pillowcase, your hair tie on the bedside. We're so toxic, but we can't stop it. We're supposed to be broke up, but that bed's rocking. It's only over when we're sober. We don't believe it when we say goodbye. We always say we want some closure. Shots of that whiskey turns into I miss you when you miss me. They say it's over when it's over, but they don't know us. It's only over when it's over.
We're back at it.
Jesus died for all.
Whiskey on My Breath. That was Love and Theft on Country and Community, WRCO. And our time is 6:16 on this 26th day of September. Hard to believe we're already that far into September. 76 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And thank you for everybody that's been entering our Go for the Green Gold Text to Win contest this week. That contest continues next week. But today, there is still going to be one more chance that you'll be able to text the winning word when it's announced. And that'll happen during the 7 o'clock hour. That'll be actually, Phil will be announcing the word during that hour because we'll have football under the way. So you'll have to listen to the football broadcast if you want to find out the word and enter your chance to win those great prizes in the green and that contest. So that'll be during the 7 o'clock hour. It'll be twice during the 7 o'clock hour. So be sure to listen. And like I say, Phil will give you the word and be sure to text us. And if you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app to do that texting, do so now. And then when you go to text, just go to WRCO and text us the winning word. And like I said, that'll be during the 7 o'clock hour. Otherwise, we'll have another week of chances to win next week. And the Brewers, man, their only magic number is one to win, or I should say have the best record in baseball. Of course, that's never happened in the history of Milwaukee Brewer baseball. I don't even know if that happened when the Braves were in Milwaukee. Something I had to look up, but anyways, yeah, that's exciting stuff. All Brewers need to do during their three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds is win at least one game, which I think they have a very good chance of doing, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. And I think with it being the last home series, I think the Brewers are going to play some really good baseball this weekend. We'll wait and see. They better, because when we get into postseason, they got to be on the top of their game. But anyways, game one of that three-game series can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:10, and the pregame will start at around 6:35, and I'll be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRC 100.9 because we got high school football, Richland Center at River Valley with the pregame coming up here shortly at around 6:35.
The high school football schedule is into the sixth week of action, and we have a great one for you on the radio coming up Friday night as River Valley plays host to Richland Center for the annual Blackhawk homecoming football game. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the coverage, beginning with our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35, kickoff at 7, followed by football Friday night and the fabulous post-game show right here on WRCO Radio Sports Friday night.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO. Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll have a variety of things going on Saturday night during Those Were the Days, including the best of the fall of 75, some stories behind the song for our interview with Randy Bachman, and we'll have the Solid Gold Dancers here. Henry Bray's going to do a juggling act. Careful. And Joanne will be plate spinning as well. WRCO, Those Were the Days, Saturday night, is sponsored in part by Town Taxi, Center Cinema, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Bindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance. Those were the days on WRCO between 6 and midnight. We'll hit the airways with hits on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
WRCO. thing. I should have stayed. Why did I run? Leaving the only thing that I really want. Feels like I burned down heaven in that driveway. I learned my lesson a few tears too late. Dropping words like matches, leaving her all in ashes. I can't take it back, no matter what I say.
For
Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4PeteSake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake Fall Funding Round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025. This is Phil Nee. We'll have a variety of things going on Saturday night during Those Were the Days, including the best of the fall of 75, some stories behind the song for an interview with Randy Bachman, and we'll have the Solid Gold Dancers here. Henry Bray's going to do a juggling act. Careful. And Joanne will be plate spinning as well. WRCO, Those Were the Days, Saturday night, is sponsored in part by Town Taxi, Center Cinema, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Bindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance. Those were the days on WRCO between 6 and midnight. We'll hit the airways with hits on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Football. It's the sixth week of the season, and we have a great one tonight lined up. The good old rivalry renewed between River Valley and Richland Center. It's the Blackhawks homecoming game, and we have it for you coming up here. The Hornets and Blackhawks following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is September 30th to October 4th, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House September 30th to October 4th at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Attention, Wisconsinites. Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions. Tonight's area schedule includes SWAL games, Turner at Mineral Point, Darlington at Fenimore, Belleville at Southwestern, Cuba City at Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg. In the Six Rivers, Waseca Seneca plays at Blackhawk Warren, Iowa Grant at Potosi Cassville, Boscobel travels to River Ridge. Wisconsin Dells is at Berlin, West Salem at Luther, Arcadia at Westby, Lodi hosts Lake Mills, and Baraboo at Reedsburg. In eight-player football, Wisconsin Heights at Kickapoo Lafarge, Belmont at North Crawford, Highland at Waniwok Weston, and Monticello plays at DeSoto. Tomorrow, Riverdale is at Pecatonica Argyle for a 2 o'clock kickoff time. I talked to Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson this week about his team's loss last week to River Ridge.
That was a really tough loss. And then we had just some minor injuries that have kind of plagued us a little bit. Our junior varsity is kind of really thinned out, but our core group of athletes are still working really hard.
You have an extra day of practice this week as you get ready for Saturday football. Are you a fan of Saturday football?
You know, I'm a fan of Saturday football week, and I wish every game could be played on Saturday because I like the fanfare, I like the environment. But at the same time, I'm also a fall person, and I like my fall activities, and I like doing things with my family and my wife. We kind of developed a Saturday routine. So you kind of miss out on that, and the weekend gets a lot shorter. But it's going to be a really good week with the weather yesterday. It kind of turned into a blessing because yesterday turned into a more of a film day than it was a practice day with the weather.
Looking back at your last game, you were correct when you said River Ridge was kind of a sleeping giant. And it sounded like they played pretty well.
They did. They run their stuff that's very basic, and you know what's coming. You just got to stop it. But to hold a team like that to 30 points, and you know, despite in my mind two controversial calls, it wasn't going to change the outcome, but could have changed the score as well. But I thought we played as well as we could have against a team at that caliber. You know, they were 1-3 coming in, but three of their losses, again, just like us, were ranked to three of the top teams in the state of Wisconsin.
So what do you know about Pecatonica Argyle?
If River Ridge throws the ball five times a game, Pecatonica is going to run the ball five times a game. They throw the ball like crazy. They spread you out. They have an empty back set. They'll throw five receivers down the field, and he's got to stop the pass.
The coach of the Riverdale Chieftains, Jeff Johnson, on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Did you know that exercise and nutrition can play a role in controlling your Alzheimer's risk? September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to learn more about ways you can reduce your chances of developing Alzheimer's disease. For more information on Alzheimer's risk and symptoms, schedule time with your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinics Geriatric Assessment Clinic. No referral needed.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain
offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Continuing our look at games going on in the area tonight. In the Scenic Bluffs, Cashton is at Brookwood, New Lisbon at Hillsboro, Royal at Bangor, and Ithaca visits Nisida. Following a loss to Cashton last week, I talked to co-head coach Kyle Kelly about the Bulldogs' defeat.
It really kind of came down to we had a costly turnover at a pretty horrific time to have a turnover. And then we had an opportunity to tie the game up late in the fourth quarter and fell about 1 foot short. They got the ball back and scored. They broke off about an 80-yard quarterback sneak. Just we kind of risked everything there, and we went the wrong way and they went the right way.
As you get ready for this week, what are some things you work on this time of year, Coach?
Just try to come up with some different looks out of the formation so we're not as predictable.
And you face a Nisida team on the road. What do you know about them?
I think they're improved some from last year for sure. But, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of insight on them, to be completely honest. We just got to fix some mistakes here or there and come up with a couple different looks out of our formations and see what we can capitalize on.
At this point, now with a couple losses in the conference, you look at trying to make the playoffs, and these become like playoff games, don't they?
Yeah, that's our goal, to start the season, to make the playoffs. So I predict at this point we have to win out to make it. So I told the kids we essentially are starting over 0-0, and every team's going to get their own week, and we have to go 4-0 here to make it and reach our goal.
Co-head coach of Ithaca, Kyle Kelly, his team on the road at Nisida. Also on the schedule for week number 6, New Glarus at Platteville in the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at Broadhead Judah, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and coming up on the radio, Richland Center at River Valley. First off, we have Richland Center coach Andrew Troxell talking about his team's tough loss to Platteville and preparation for tonight's game at River Valley.
This week, that's been a primary focus for us, is to make sure that we walk out of the red zone with something on the scoreboard, you know, because it's demoralizing to march the whole field, right, to come out, you know, with 0 points in that area. So our boys have responded very well, you know, and we've given some goals of things that we need to see or want to see, you know, as we kind of go through, you know, to tomorrow's game or tonight's game against Valley. And, yeah, I think they have been very focused. Their attention to detail has been better than it's been the last couple weeks. So I like how they've rebounded after a tough loss.
This isn't always an exciting game when you play River Valley, but this year, you know, they've had a good season so far, Coach. How do you match up with them?
Yeah, I mean, they've had a great season thus far. I mean, 4-1 coming into conference play. You know, I would like to think that, you know, we have had the harder road at this point in the season, and so we're a little more hardened and ready to play in some of those tough games. But I think the one thing that Valley has got that's really an advantage to them is speed. You know, they've got athletes. They've got a very, very heavy senior class, you know, and so we have to make sure that we kind of take away and account for some of those weapons that they have on the offensive side of the ball, you know. And then defensively, they also have some of the current leaders, you know, in the conference with sacks, you're right, and tackles and things like that. So, you know, they're a very well-put-together team, you know, and that's a credit to Tyler as a first-year head coach and kind of the expectations that he has set forward, you know, for that program. So, it's good, but you know what? I mean, at the same point, we got a good ball club as well, you know. Sitting at 2-3, you know, our boys are ready, and they know what this game means and what it's been the last 2 years, you know, for not only them against Valley, but also for kind of the catalyst to kind of move forward, you know, and to kind of hit our own little streak.
They've scored a lot of points in the game, and they're kind of like Platteville. We talked about that last week. But, you know, what do they do well that where they can get that many points?
Well, they've got speed, like I said, you know. And so if they get quick slants, right, or if they kind of have these long fades, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's going to separate them, you know, with whoever their opponent is. So we have to make sure that we play assignment-based football in the secondary, You know, the run game, I think we'll be okay. We'll be fine in there. But it's really that secondary to make sure that we're communicating and we take away some of those deeper threats or quick threats. Then we'll keep the ball in front of us defensively, right? And then just make it kind of a ground and pound long game. That's what we're hoping to. We want to make them play our game plan right in our style of football.
Do we look for the Hornets to pass more in the last few games, or how do you look at it?
Well, I think in this game you're going to see a return to our identity. You know, I mean, we are a run-first team, and that's no secret. You know, teams are putting 8, you know, sometimes 9 in the box against us, you know, and we're still able to march down the field. So we're not going to compromise, you know, our values in terms of who we are and how we play ball. So look for us to put that ball on the ground. It's a challenge this week, you know, with our offensive line to capitalize on that. You know, and you got Brady Dosh. I mean, he's having a heck of a year. You know, he's averaging over 100 yards, you know, a game per opponent. And so this one's got a personal feel for him. And so he wants to go and he wants to kind of put on a show too. So you're going to see a lot of second effort across the board, all right, going into this game tonight.
Most definitely. Sixth week of the season. Are you where you want to be at this point, Coach?
You know, looking at the season, right? I mean, honestly, no. You know, I mean, it would have been nice to get a couple of those wins early on in the season, right? But, you know, we still control our destiny, you know, and that's the biggest thing that we've preached to the boys all week is that, you know, nobody else is going to write your story and your narrative for you. You know, it just depends on how, all right, you want to go ahead and play this thing out. You know, you got a potential to be 2-7. You got a potential to be 6-3, you know, and we had that conversation. We sat down with our captains and just said, here's where we're at. Here's where you want to be. Here's what we've done. You know, now it comes to you guys, right, to kind of lead that movement and that charge to get us to a position to have success. For us, we're looking one game at a time. This is just another game. You know, we're not looking ahead. We're not looking behind. We're just going to be right where our feet are at.
Coach Andy Troxell of Richland Center will give equal time to Tyler McLean, head coach of River Valley, coming up next.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding!
A stylish new ThermoTru front entry door from All American Do It Center can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single doors, double doors, or ones with side lights come in a variety of colors and designs. They are the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals and carry outstanding warranties. Just ask the building materials team for ThermoTru entry doors at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works. Tyler McLean joins us, River Valley coach. Coach, you endured a rain delay and a game at Lancaster. How tough was that rain delay to get over last week?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a factor into it. I'll give a lot of credit to our players, though. You know, they kept us focused in the locker room there. You know, we kind of had to shift around just depending on where we were located. And, you know, our guys stayed focused. A lot of our senior leaders took initiative to keep guys locked in, going through adjustments and all that. You know, I'm really proud of those guys, really kind of handling that adversity and handling that kind of change, still being able to execute.
You were able to score some points again. Your offensive average has been pretty good this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been able to put a lot of points on the board. And again, that's a credit to all the kids putting in all the hard work all the way through practice. You know, again, we've been having a lot of success up front, if that's running the ball or pass protection when we're throwing the ball as well. Again, credit to all the players for executing and looking to build off it.
Anytime you can beat Prairie du Chien and Lancaster, that's quite an accomplishment during the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, again, kind of going into this year, we didn't know where the conference was kind of going to shake out. There was kind of a lot of unknown. You know, we kind of take it week by week in each opponent. Like I said earlier, I think each opponent in our conference is a very good team, kind of like a playoff atmosphere. So we're nowhere to be kind of in a dogfight in each and every game.
Well, you host the Hornets. You don't need a fire-up speech for this one, homecoming and everything, but it should be a really good game this week, Tyler.
Yeah, again, the Hornets are a very good squad, coached very well. You know, I'm expecting another highly competitive game between us and them. But again, when we go into this, we're really trying to focus mostly on us and our execution on the field.
What sticks out in the scouting report about Richland Center?
They kind of have some good athletes, both at the quarterback position and the running back position. You know, their quarterback does a very nice job extending plays and giving his receivers chances to go up and go get the ball. The running back has some speed as well. You know, we'll do our best to try to contain them defensively. Offensively, they have some athletes as well. They can create a lot of pressure getting to the quarterback. You know, again, we'll have our game plan for them and look to execute Friday night.
When you when you play against a running quarterback, which Richland Center has too, that's you always got to be aware that play can change and break down in a moment, can it?
Yeah, and that's where, again, kind of throughout this entire week of practice, you know, we've been kind of giving us different looks of where, you know, he can step back and rifle it right away in his first read, and then he's also got that capability to kind of scramble around. So we've had a nice job with our scout team quarterbacks stepping up and kind of giving us that look both ways. So, you know, we'll be prepared for that and ready to execute Friday night.
Well, I'm sure you've given the speech about there's more than homecoming. You got to win a football game to make it a happy homecoming, right?
Yeah, you know, I've tried to do our best, and we've kind of sat down with their senior leaders as well to really embrace this week, but at the same time have that intentional focus on the game. You know, everybody loves the parade, everybody loves the fair, but everybody comes and watches the game Friday night. So we'll be ready to go. We'll be mentally prepared for whatever Richland Center throws at us.
I know you've had that kind of next man up mentality. You know, have you gotten a little healthier now in the last few weeks, Tyler?
Yeah, we're hoping to get a couple guys back that have missed a couple of games. I know a lot of them are really itching to get back out there for sure. So we're kind of slowly getting there, and nothing new for us this week, at least injury-wise for us, which we are very thankful for.
Well, the Blackhawks kind of control your own destiny, don't you?
Yeah, again, we're kind of taking it each week by week. You know, again, like I said earlier, it's a very much a playoff-like atmosphere within this conference here, so you can't really afford to drop a game here. So again, we're kind of just focusing on the next game, and we'll kind of let the scoreboard and the results of the conference take care of itself.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a great rest of your night, an awesome weekend, and we hope you enjoy football Friday night following the game. Richland Center, River Valley Football, coming up next.
At WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
Valley High School. Hello, everyone. Good Friday night. What a beautiful night it is. We are here for high school football between the Blackhawks and the Richland Center Hornets. It's the Twin Phils tonight. Phil Mansky is to my left. How you been there, friend?
Oh, I'm doing great.
We're in the midst of royalty. You were the parade, the Grand Marshal, you and your lovely wife tonight.
Yeah, we were fortunate to be picked. That's a nice honor.
Yeah, it really is. Absolutely. Both teams have been introduced and recognized. We'll have our national anthem here in just a moment as we get set for the game. But we've had all kinds of weather for River Valley homecoming games through the years. And this one might be one of the warmest, actually.
I think so. It's brutal. I was remembering it wasn't our homecoming, but it was back when Rip, I think, was coach down at
Costa Park.
Yeah, it was raining like unbelievably. Remember that game?
I sure do.
It was like maybe an 8-0. I don't remember.
That was probably the Kevin Vogt, Monty Schmidt era.
Yeah. Yep.
Back in the day, yeah. Buddy Kroskop, the final games of the year didn't have a lot of grass, and then if it rained.
But I think that meant that they got to go in the playoffs.
I think it did. And it came down to that. So right now we're going to stand and face the flag. It'll be presented here
in just a little bit. So they're bringing out members of the Color Guard and also the Legion Honor Guard coming out to the middle of the field, and they'll have the national anthem here in just a little bit. As far as this game is concerned, we come in with River Valley having a nice, healthy record in the conference, and Richland Center has had a couple of wins along the way, but River Valley, again, anytime you can beat Prairie du Chien and Lancaster the same year, that's an accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah, what a great year so far.
Colors are at center field right now. River Valley Pep Band is down below as well. They've been entertaining and performing here before halftime. I know they will have a halftime show. And we'll also have the Ted Lins Hall of Honor honoree coming up here at halftime. So right now we're going to rise and face the flag, and I believe we're going to have a singing of the national anthem.
Our national anthem by your very own Lydia Johnson.
Lydia Johnson getting the honors tonight, standing and facing the flag.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes stand by side through the pale for the river's we watch, whose to gallant we sing. And the rocket's red hand, the bomb's bursting in the air,
my goodness, what a nice version of the national anthem out there, huh?
Yeah, we got people flooding in the gate still down there coming in. If you're at home, come on down. It's like the nicest night ever.
If you're going to come to a football game, this is the night, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. Kickoff is next from WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts has big deals on the products you use the most. Right now, get your 11-ounce can of Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for just $9.99. It's the best way to break through rust and grime. And when it comes to cleaning, their powerful purple power cleaner starts at just $4.49 each. Keep your engine in top condition with Seafoam starting at $8.99 each. It's all here and it's all on sale. Your local Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has the parts and fluids you need to keep your vehicles running their best. Hurry in today.
Teams will get ready. River Valley will be kicking off to Richland Center to start it out here. Phil Mansky, what do you see as keys in the game tonight?
Well, not that I know anything, but I think the line play will definitely be a key. I think Richland Center, if they can get some holes and open them up for Dosh, the running back, they can get some first downs, and I think that put a lot of pressure on River Valley and make it a close game. On the other side, you know, I hope River Valley's defense can take care of their offensive line. And I think River Valley, like we talked earlier, has got a lot of quickness. Maybe we spread that out and use that to River Valley's advantage.
And you wonder, too, you know, I do, as far as the turf, you know, there's a home field advantage, but turf can be a little bit faster, can it?
Yeah, I agree. You know, this should be ideal conditions here.
It'd be a great one. We hope you enjoy it tonight. Friends, wherever you are, kickoff coming up from River Valley. Number 7, Ron Osborne, has the ball in the tee. Richland Center back deep to receive. Got Brenton Baker on one side, Duncan Harper on the other. They are the level 4 guys. And here comes the approach by Osborne. And the end-over-end fails. Wow, deep toward the end zone. Taking a chip, Brendan Baker will take a knee in the end zone, and it will come out from there. So what a kick.
That was a nice kick. Had some nice height on it.
Richland Center's offense. Let's start with the line. Devin Harris is the center. The guards are Ethan Bindle and Cruz Salazar. Isaac Gald and Abe Bosworth are the tackles. In the backfield, the quarterback is Jaden Shep. Also, we'll see Brady Dosh and Bronson Perkins. Tight end is Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Will Weiss is a wide receiver as well. And Tate Perkins. Hornets coming to the line. Ball is marked on their own 20-yard line to start here at right there. We're starting 6:58, and we are set to go with the first play from scrimmage. Shep looks like he will take the snap from under center. Out of an offset eye, ready to go. There's the snap. Handoff going to Dosh. Cuts left side. 20 up to the 25 to the 26.
Nice gain on the play. 5 or 6.
Brought down by River Valley. The tackles on defense. Kellen Chose and Grady Graham. Nose guard is Austin Carstensen. Adam Mares is also playing in the backfield. Jaden Gauger, the linebacker, as is Jordan Gauger. Keegan Heiser. The safeties are Caden Plumlee and Sumner Notreiner. And Quincy Blakely playing in the defensive secondary as well for the Blackhawks. When these two teams play, you can definitely tell them apart.
Yeah, white and black, pretty easy.
It is very easy. Richland Center in the traveling white with orange.
And they got big numbers, so we can read them.
Thank you very much. I like that. Second down, a little less than 5 for the Hornets from the 26-yard line. Hand off again, going left tackle, and they are not going to get much. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Then an extra effort. Hey, they got a first down there. I thought he was stopped around the 26, Phil, but he made it to the 31.
Yeah, they had another line surge and picked up their first down of the night.
So Brady Dosh with a couple of good runs. All total about 13 yards so far.
Right.
He gets both carries, and the Hornets move the chains. Not much, if any, wind here tonight.
No, that was a really nice presentation by the Legion and the girl singing. Was it Jensen? Was that her name?
Johnson, yes.
Johnson?
Nice
boy,
job.
What a beautiful voice.
River Valley has some singers. Josie Mahoney and Lily Spahn sang with her last week. And,
right.
And they've got some singers. First down and 10 yards to go for Richland Center from their own 33. Shep barking out the signals, hands off again. Dosh coming to the right side. Breaks a tackle, breaks another. 35, he's out to the 37-yard line. So he got, again, stopped initially and then got a little extra effort there.
Nice running back.
Good push from the side by Ethan Bindle here on the near side and Abe Bosworth pulling out to get him a couple extra yards. Second down, we'll call it 7 yards to go from the 37-yard line, Richland Center's own. Just underway here.
You've seen them play. Do they throw very much?
They can. A lot of times, Jaden Shep usually is... He's a running quarterback, so
okay. He'll
go back there. And if the pocket breaks down, we had a couple of broken plays that went for long yardage last week. But he will on occasion. Handoff goes to Dosh again.